Hey guys, happy Tuesday. Welcome back to an Extra Dose podcast. If you guys are new listeners, my name is Alexis Bellbell and I'm with my twin sister Samantha Bellbell, and we are the bloggers behind A Double Dose, and this is our podcast, An Extra Dose. So we're really excited to be back today. We have some more fun topics to share with you guys. Obviously, if you guys follow us, you know that the Nordstrom sale is taking place. I think everybody and their dog knows that.
I think people are probably slightly annoyed.
I think everybody on Instagram is probably like, enough with the Nordstrom sale. We got it. But we're happy to post about it because it's... I remember growing up, we'd go to San Diego every year and every summer. And it was right in July when the sale would be going on. And we didn't have a Nordstrom in El Paso where we grew up. So we would go to San Diego, and it was not, I think, I don't even know if they had pre-sale.
I know, I was trying to think about that earlier.
I don't know. I don't know, but I know we would go, and it would be super packed. All the sizes would be gone. Everything would be picked through, and we had, at the time, I mean, like I said, we didn't have a Nordstrom, and so we had really narrow feet, and so we'd go to the shoe. I mean, some things never change. I would get like a high when I'd go in the store.
I know. I hadn't taken drugs, but I just knew.
We'd never taken drugs, by the way. She'd make it sound like we're drug addicts.
I know. I'm saying, like, I was so little, I didn't know what anything felt like.
I mean, I was getting high. Yeah. We would get in a rented car. Our mom would be driving as usual.
Probably like a minivan or something.
No, we never had minivans.
Oh, a cramped sedan.
Irrelevant. We would go, and I didn't care what we were eating. Now I care what we're eating. But at the time, all I cared about was the mall.
We didn't care what we were eating? That's surprising.
No, I mean, I was fine eating, like, some microwave pasta at some place we used to go to a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was, like, almost like Olive Garden. But nothing against Olive Garden, but we would go, and we would – I could not wait to get to the mall. Like, that was all I cared about. They had the Abercrombie.
No, it was like when before we even got to San Diego, I was already, yeah, like, circling the day.
No, that we were, yeah, going. The day, but we had a few obsessions with stores, and some things never changed. I would go in, and Nordstrom was harder for us to shop at, but Abercrombie, I would literally – I'm going off on a tangent, but – my arm, it just reminded me when I'll get to that in a little bit, but I would literally bring the entire dressing room into the store. I mean, the entire store in the dressing room, and it was both times two because we'd both do it, and it'd be mortifying. But like, when I think back on it now, I look back, I'm like, we were just getting ready for our job now.
Yeah, we were literally like getting prepared.
We do the same thing now that we did like 20 years ago.
And I think we would do different sections.
Yeah.
Like how we do now.
We tackled it. We knew what we were doing.
It was war.
But with the Nordstrom sale, it was harder for us to shop as children because I don't think, as young adults, I don't think they had as many. They had a kids section, but it wasn't, obviously, something.
I also remember the problems with the sizing was always a problem for us because, first of all, we still are very petite. So, like, when people were wearing, like, if you were a 6, I guess you were a size 6, we were probably still wearing, like, a size 3.
Yeah, we were always petite.
And we were always dressing the same when we were younger.
Yeah.
So, we wanted two of everything. So, my mom, I remember it would be very hard for her to find, like, two sizes of a shirt that we liked, and then we'd get really
upset. And
then
you'd have to order it because I couldn't have it instantly. You had to order it.
So I'd be really upset about it.
Yeah. So we would go, but the shoes were like a really big deal.
And before online, sorry, going on a tangent, before online shopping, if they didn't have it in the store, they'd have to call.
Oh, yeah.
They'd have to call another store.
They'd have to print out some kind of receipt. Yeah. Or that was later.
Be like, oh, this store has.
Yeah. And they'd have to call.
That was better
them.
Technology.
Yeah. That was just like, I can't believe that. But yeah, so we'd go, and the shoe department was like a big thing for us because we had really narrow feet. I mean, I still do, but
big
not.
Feet.
Yeah, we had big feet, but narrow feet. And so they carried narrows, and I would go crazy. I wanted every pair of shoe. And I mean, I'm still the same way, but it's a little different. But yeah, I mean, and obviously, so we grew up going to the Nordstrom sale, long story short, and it's a big deal. People get really into it. You can get some really good deals, but you have to be really strategic. And you could spend, like, tons of money. I mean, I know I've had people messaging me saying, enough with the Nordstrom sale. I know they mean well, but they're like, I can't spend such money.
People have messaged you?
Well, they, like, will comment and be like, okay, like, I'm going to be bankrupt. Like, I don't want to hear at the sale anymore. Like, I don't think they mean it that way, but they're just like, they're over it. I'm like, and I'm just like, I'm
you're
over
like,
it.
Well, there's another
I've seen,
2 weeks
There's another
left.
2 weeks, and I'll still be posting it. So, no, I mean, I just think that it's a great time to buy staples for fall and winter. Like, who wants to spend regular price on a jacket or on a t-shirt?
Well, the whole thing is, like, in 2 weeks, the same items will still be at Nordstrom, yeah, and they'll be the regular price. Mm-hmm. So might as well get them now.
And sometimes they have exclusive stuff. So I know we're, like, jumping around a lot, but a lot of exclusive, like, a pair of jeans I got, they're AG. They only have them during this one style during the sale. They will not have them later. So I got a pair last year. I get them every year, but I got a pair last year that had, it was dark wash denim with the step hem, and it had the paint splatter on it, the white paint splatter, and they sold out. They got restocked a few times. They sold out so fast, and then they never have them anywhere else again. So stuff like that, I would get, like, we'll go into what we bought in a little bit, but there's stuff you can get. It's a good deal. I'm not saying go buy a bunch of stuff that you don't need. Like, really be strategic on what you're buying. Don't just buy stuff because it looks cute. I mean, everything is cute, okay? I will be honest. I'm posting it. It looks cute. But I don't buy every single thing that I see that's cute. I mean, I'm pretty strategic on what we decide to buy because we share everything. But we kind of wanted to talk about the sale, and for those of you guys who didn't have a chance to read our blog post about it or don't really know how it works. So Nordstrom has several sales throughout the year, but this is the biggest one that they have. It's the anniversary sale, and it's for all. It's not just for women. It's for it's for kids, for men, for home, for beauty, for shoes, everything, their whole store. The whole store is not on sale, but they have specified items that are part of the sale, and you can save up to like 40% plus on stuff. So it's a really, really good time to get stuff. And like Samantha said, the prices will go up to the regular price in a few weeks for the same exact thing. So you might as well get it now. Right now is the pre-sale. So that started last Thursday at midnight Pacific, and it goes all the way until this coming Thursday, the 20th at 19th. Or the 19th.
Pretty sure. Maybe I have the dates wrong.
Thursday the 20th. No. Thursday's sorry. The 19th. Sorry. Thank you. I'm very sorry. Much.
I won one argument. Okay.
The 19th. I'm sorry, guys. The 19th Thursday is when the sales open to the public. So that means anyone and everyone can shop at that time. I know a lot of you guys were annoyed because everything was selling out and you couldn't shop. So the only way you can shop the sale right now, currently, is if you have a Nordstrom card. And if you go to the blog and you search Nordstrom anniversary sale, you'll find a post that says all about the anniversary sale, like what you need to know. And basically it talks about how to sign up for the card and why we have one. And I'm honestly not one to sign up for all these credit cards because I don't like having a million cards. I like the cards that I like to use all the time. But this one is, I signed up to get the Visa, and let me tell you guys, I use it all the time because a lot of places, I use American Express, a lot of places don't take it, and then I'm like, well, great, what am I going to use now? But if you have the Nordstrom Visa card, not only can you use it when you're shopping there, if you shop there a lot, you should definitely get it. But either way, just to have it for the sale is like a big deal because you can shop the sale the first day that it opens for the Nordstrom card holders, and you can get everything in stock that you want. You're not going to be fighting for sizes. And if you just like someone that gets anxiety about not getting your stuff, like, I would definitely just get it for that reason. But in addition, the Nordstrom card, the Visa, you can use it anywhere that takes Visa. So you get points from it to use it at Nordstrom. It's like a win-win. Like, why wouldn't you not get it? So I would definitely recommend getting that if you haven't done it, and then, or just get it for next year if it's too late for you. But you can always use it even after the sale. It's like really beneficial. So that's how you can shop it early. I said it opens for those who don't have the card. You can start shopping it Thursday at midnight, Thursday at midnight, like in the morning Pacific time. So be on the lookout for a blog post on Thursday. We'll have everything that we have purchased. We'll have pictures. We'll have a bunch of stuff for you guys to look at in case you haven't seen our other posts yet. I know we've been like blowing you guys up with Nordstrom posts, but I know there are people that want to see it, so that's why I continue to post it. And I try to sprinkle in a few other ones that aren't Nordstrom related just so you guys don't get too frustrated, but I just want to make sure everyone can shop the stuff. And I know Samantha did get a DM about what did you get a DM about the links? You got a DM about something? About someone asking about the links and you getting credit?
Oh, yeah. A sweet reader had messaged me a couple days ago saying that she felt terribly because she bought a few things that we had posted, a good amount of things, and she got, like, from something we shared, but one of us or both of us. And then she realized later that we get commission from anything that we post, and she felt horribly because I guess she didn't buy it through our link or something. And she wanted me to share it with you guys
on my Instagram or, like, in, you know, in general, so that other people are aware of it. And I, like, messaged to Alexis, and I was kind of like, I don't know what to do. Like, I put in my story, but I always, like, I think because of what I do for a living, I'm always, like, worried about, like, what people are going to think, which is horrible. But, so I was like, oh, I don't know if I should put in my story, because I feel like everyone already knows that I get commission, and they're, like, annoyed hearing about it. And it's probably because I've seen some hater comments that are like, okay, they purposely go out of their way not to buy stuff from bloggers' links because they're annoyed that we're getting credit for it. And I just, we were having a discussion about it actually the other day, and I'm going on a tangent as usual. But basically, as you guys know, or if you're not aware of what happened, so the Like to Know It, those links, how we make a lot of our money, and it's not the same for every blogger. Some people just get it through deals they do with the brand, or they get it through the commission, through other ways. But we're using affiliate linking, which means that we get commission from anything that's bought from that link. So when we post our outfits, if we're linking up a product, let's say from Nordstrom, like during the sale, we're getting commission. If you happen to click that link, or you shopped our post or something like that, and then it directed you to Nordstrom's and you bought something right then, or within 30 days and it stored the cookies from it, then we'd get it. But you have to understand, during this sale, if you're following a bunch of bloggers and you're clicking a bunch of their links, like, it doesn't mean that we got the sale. Someone got it, probably. But so this girl that followed us, she was really, like, she felt really badly because we did put a lot of work into it. And I think why I get kind of upset is because, I'm not trying to be on a soapbox or anything, but it just kind of brought that up. We do this as you know, we do this full time, and we work.
Well, I don't think people know that.
Okay,
we do full
time. Okay, for one, we do this full time. We work really hard. I think people, it's so funny because I'm going on a million tangents, but our mom and our fifth grade teacher was in town and visiting my parents, and they went to Nordstrom's on Thursday, and they took a bunch of pictures because we thought it'd be a good idea to show you guys some pieces that were for, like, older women, and besides just us in our late 20s, what we would shop for. Because a lot of people that follow us are, some of them are older, like in their 50s or 60s, but I know that they might not want to wear, even though they dress pretty classy, they might not want to wear some of the stuff we picked out. So we thought, okay, we should send them, and maybe then they pick out stuff they would want from the sale, and we would share that with you guys if that's something, an age group that you're trying to buy for, or that's your age group. Anyway, they got back, and they were like, I don't know how you do this all day. We're so exhausted. It's hard. It is harder. Like, go home and go try to stand in the dressing room and don't go pose in a mirror. It sounds ridiculous, but it's really hard.
It's hard to get, like, a flattering angle.
It's hard to get a flattering angle and make it look like you want to buy the clothes. Not just, like, standing, like, with your stomach sticking out.
Yeah.
And you looking, hunched over, and you're like, and I look frumpy. Like, you have to make yourself kind of look presentable. And almost like a mannequin, where it looks flattering, like you want to buy it. And then I swear, camera adds weight. I know everyone says that. You look bigger when you take a picture. You're like, I look all cute.
And then, like, sometimes the mirrors don't look good.
They're not the lighting's horrible. Like, so I'm like standing there posing in a mirror, which we're going to get into what actually goes on. But you're standing there posing, and it literally, you're trying on, like, half the store it's on sale, because we're trying to market it for you guys. It's like a catalog. And so basically, it's just really. So they got back home. They were really exhausted. They're like, I don't know how you do it.
And they didn't do nearly the amount we did.
They didn't do the amount we even did. We both did. Like, we tried to divide some stuff out, Alex and I, when we were there. But it is, yeah. So I say, and that's just one part of our job. This is just,
we're going to get to that in a second.
Just the Nordstrom sale alone. And so I think that I'm not going to lag you a little bit. And people are like, that's all you do all day. It's a lot of work. And I think that just like the grass is greener, always greener on the other side.
Well, then that's all you do all day. But I did a Q&A on my stories the other day, this is Alexis, and people were like, what's your full-time job? And I'm like, I know they didn't mean it that way, but I'm like, really? It's like, I work my butt off, and I know people just don't, they just don't understand, they don't get it.
Yeah. And I think we've talked about another episode, like, what a typical day is, but I think just like any job that looks like glamorous, I think when you do, you know, I'm not gonna lie, there's fun perks to it, but there's things that do suck about it, like any job, like anything in life. And yeah, so they went and did that. They're like, oh my God, this is so hard. I don't know how you're like standing up right now, because we had been up the whole night before, which we'll get into, just for the sale alone. And that's not even a normal day. A normal day is, it's exhausting like that. It sounds ridiculous, but it just, I mean, you try it for a day, it is exhausting. And so anyway, I forgot where I was going with that. I'm too busy like on my own tangent. We were talking about, I can't even remember. Talking about the sale, but Well, now that you've gone on your soapbox and ranted.
Yeah.
Oh, you were talking about the commission.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, because of all that work, like anything in life, nothing is free. There's a reason why we get commission from something. Because we basically go out there and pick stuff out. We're basically like...
Well, back up. We went on Wednesday. So, the sale started...
Well, I wasn't trying to go into that. But that's fine. You can start what we did. That's fine.
Oh, what were you trying to say?
I was just saying that we get commission from the links that are purchased. And there's a reason why we earn it, because we're being basically like catalogs. We're advertising for Nordstrom.
And people get really frustrated. They're just like, where is it from? And I'm like, I'm going to tell you where it's from. But the other really hard part is that we're working so hard to curate these looks, to set them up, to style them, to pick stuff out. I mean, there's so much.
And then, if you guys saw the blog post we did, we'll go into how much work that was, but it is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And there's a reason you get, nothing's free. There's
no,
a reason
but it's not about the free. It's like people want it to answer.
No, I'm not saying they're going to get it for free. Oh. I'm saying there's a reason you get commissioned. Or is it because you just,
no, for fun? I know. But people are like, they just want to know, where's the top from? And I'm like, first of all, I'm giving you a link that will take you directly to the top. So just be patient and let me tell you how it goes. They just want to, where's it from? Tag it. I'm like, I know. I don't think they mean it that way. It's hard to tell over like a little message on Instagram, but people get frustrated. I've seen people on other bloggers like, why won't you just tell me where it's from? And I'm like, I get it. Like, I told you where the blogger's coming from. I get where the customer's coming from. But like, there's so much more that goes into that answer. So,
yeah. So when that really nice girl had messaged me, I decided to put in my story because I'm like, I feel like everyone knows that I get commission, and I feel like people almost get kind of annoyed by it, or maybe that's a chip on my shoulder. But yes, we do. Yes, this is what we do full time. And we do have other things that we get. We work out, you know, we're basically advertising for different companies that we're very selective on. And we're, you know, that's not commission based. That's just like, you know, we're working on an advertisement deal. But other things, we post our outfits, we are getting commission. And that's like for us, fortunately, like we've worked really hard. We've built a really great audience with a lot of you guys that really trust our opinion and you value what we're saying. So we do get, you know, a lot of our business is commission based. So I just wanted to put that out there because some people didn't think. And so when we're creating these looks, like we're really trying to put great content out for you guys. And yes, so when you, and then, and it's also like people want to know how they can help us out. It is by shopping through those links and using our links. You are almost in a way kind of paying us back because you're getting the same item you would have anyway. We're just getting a little percentage of what, instead of Nordstrom getting the full thing, we're getting a little bit more. So we're getting some of it is basically what it is.
Yeah. And I want to kind of talk about kind of what happens for us. So the reason, I mean, being an influencer, we get to go to the sale on Wednesday. I know some people are probably wondering, how did we already take all these pictures? So we, on Wednesday, the sale went live Thursday to the pre-sale for the cardholders. But if you're a level 4 Nordstrom cardholder, which means you spent a lot of money on your Nordstrom card, or you're an influencer, you get to go to the store on Wednesday. So we went Wednesday at 10 a.m. and it was us and basically every other blogger in Dallas. And, of course, other people, normal people that are shopping there. And it was just already so chaotic. I mean, we got there right when we were supposed to get there. And the shoes, I mean, there are people everywhere. We had like 10 pairs of shoes in our hands. Everyone's trying to pick out shoes, you know, and then it's just like so chaotic. And then upstairs, we like divided up, my sister and I went upstairs to look at the clothes, and there were no dressing rooms. I mean, life problems, but I literally selected, a la like 10-year-old me, I had picked out like everything I could find in my size to like try on and see what was the best stuff. And my hand, I couldn't even hold the stuff in my hand anymore. And I, not to mention, I still had two shopping bags of stuff already. So I was like holding the two Nordstrom bags in addition to this huge pile of clothes in my left hand, like my left arm, like resting on my forearm. And Samantha was texting me from the shoe department saying that she couldn't get the shoes or whatever. And it was just there. I was like running around like a chicken with her head cut off. And everyone, I mean, everybody's stressed. All the employees are like roaming around. They're like all stressed. Can't find a dressing room. And it was just so stressful. It sounds ridiculous, but it was. Finally, and then, so I gave myself to one person that I found. I was like, I need a dressing room. And she took my stuff, and then she was nowhere to be found again, and I had more stuff. So I was like, okay, I don't know what to do. And I was calling my sister, and I was like, I mean, life problems, but I was so stressed out. And she was like, well, I don't know. Like, I'm down here, and I don't know where you are. Like, I can't help you. So then I found someone else in the other department to give me a dressing room. But then I had to, like, they all, of course, they're all commissionable, too. So then they're like, they want to help you. Long story short, I got my stuff from the other girl. moved us all to this dressing room. Samantha ended up finding me eventually, and we spent at least 2 hours trying stuff on. I'm not kidding. I mean, it was a couple hours. I even brought like a little green smoothie with me because I knew I knew I'd get hungry.
Oh, but this is the best part. We had dressing rooms next to each other. And we like were trying to like put together looks in the dressing room too. So it's like you're also thinking about that. You're like hungry. I mean, I sound like I'm like the world's ending.
It is, but like, it's like a game.
I'm saying I wish you could go try it. Yeah, it feels kinda like a game that you would do like on The Bachelor or something. Yeah. Or like one of these TV shows. You know, like X Games.
It's competitive.
It's like what MTV, one of those shows.
Well, it's like, it's kind of competitive because I got up there and all the extra smalls were taken. I texted her, I was like, there's no.
It's like supermarket sweep.
Yeah.
I love that Blogger edition.
Yeah. Nordstrom sale edition.
Be a good show.
So we like divided and conquered. And then I got up there and we got some two dressing rooms together instead of a big one. And literally, I had some shoes in my dressing room, and she had some accessories, and we were randomly were like taking pictures, like the ones you guys see that we're posting on there. That's the what goes on. She was sticking her hand in the dressing room. She was just taking like shoes from me.
We sliding were like, them under, and then I was like passing her tops, and we were there for 2 hours. So I had my we both. I made a little green juice to get, take with us, and I needed it because I was so dehydrated.
Some shopping fuel.
Well, I mean, we'd been there. We were probably there for a total of 5 hours, so I needed something, and I didn't have time to go stop and eat something.
That sounds terrible.
Well, I wanted to get in and out as fast as I could, so I didn't want to stop and get something to eat. I just wanted to drink my stuff, take my pictures.
Yeah, the bottom line is, it's not like when you think of like shopping, it's not a leisurely trip.
Yeah, and
it's
to be honest, I hate shopping now. I mean, online, I'll do it all day, but. To go to a store, I mean, well, our mom is still, she gets that high. I mean, we learned it from her.
We completely went away from me.
It's like, it's gone. I get nothing from it. But we go to the mall with her. She's like, oh, I got a shop. I was like, what do you need? She's like, oh, I don't know. I don't need anything, but I just want to look around. I'm like, and I used to be in college. We would go. We went to UT. And
that was my home.
We went to the Domain and Barton Creek, if you guys live in Austin, Hook'em. We would go to those two malls on the reg. Like, we would go there every weekend during the week. I would shop all day. I don't think we did too much online shopping, but we would go to the store and I would buy it all. Like, our closets got so full. And it was a hobby. Like, I got a high from it. I loved it. And it wasn't just, like, I wouldn't go spend a ton of money, but I just liked picking something out. Like, you know, every other girl. But my mom goes, we'll go to the mall with her, and I just follow her around the store on my phone. I mean, it looks ridiculous, but I'm just like, I might as well get some work done.
I mean, I'll help her sometimes. She'll be like, is this cute, but I'm not picking clothes out.
Yeah, I'm definitely not picking something out for myself, by no means. I just don't care. You know, I care, but, like, I do it all day, so I'm not into it anymore. But so when we do this, it's strictly like a business thing. I mean, I'm having fun. I love picking out the colors and I love to see all the new stuff. But after we've taken all these pictures, I don't want to see another Nordstrom. I don't want to go back to Nordstrom. I don't want to, I mean, nothing against the store, but I'm tired of seeing the items. And then coupled with the fact that every other blogger is posting the same 10 items, it's just, I can imagine.
So for us, like if you're following, you're saying you're following. For us, I don't know what it is for other bloggers. We've always stayed in our own lane. The thing is, like, when we go on Wednesday, we don't know what everyone else is picking out.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Maybe people who do it later, they might be picking out just because X blogger got it. They might go pick out the same scarf or the same top. But literally, how we do it, we just go in on Wednesday. Like, no one's seen the sale before. We haven't. We just go in, pick out what we actually genuinely like or we think you guys will like, and we try it on. And, of course, we get home. We have all these pictures in the dressing room. You know they were taken that day. We get home, and I post, like, the next day, and every blogger has the same outfit. Because I know some people are like, I'm tired of seeing the same outfits. I'm like, it's not my fault. I mean, I just pick out what
same
I like.
Taste.
I guess clearly people have the same taste, and it's you guys that want the same stuff. Clearly.
Yeah. So, we were there for, like, 5 hours. We came home. And I was exhausted. As usual, we probably ate something. And I, like, had to lay down for a little because I was exhausted. But typical me, I was, like, type A. I'm like, no, I got to get going. I got to start working. I got to edit these pictures and, like, get everything going. So I did, like, we started working. And I knew it was going to be a really long night on Tuesday night or Wednesday night because the sale went live at midnight Pacific. So 2 a.m. East, 2 a.m. Central time, 3 a.m. Eastern. And I ended up working, so we're like, okay, last year we went to sleep for like a couple hours and got up at 2 and started working for a couple hours to get the blog post up for you guys early in the morning. But this year I was like, no, it was already like 10 or 11. I was like, I should just stay up till 2 and then like get go and then like work and then go back to sleep. And my sister was like,
I don't think so. Sam was like, we should probably go to sleep for a couple hours.
I was just thinking, like, we have, like, yeah. We're talking about our health issues. I'm like, that's getting no sleep. I mean, I don't know what's worse. It's kind of like when you get up early for a flight.
Yeah.
What's worse, to not go yeah. to sleep or get an hour of
you
bad
feel
sleep?
So out of it. So we both decided, okay, it was, like, 11. We'll go to, or 11 or 12.
No, it was, like, 12.
It was 12. We'll go to sleep for, like, 2 hours, and we'll get up and then, like, start going and start working. So that's what we did. At 2 a.m., we got up.
I didn't sleep for two hours.
Yeah, so I didn't sleep
I
either.
I slept for probably 20 minutes.
We got up, and we decided just, I was going to work at my desk, but I was like, no, it's too early. So Sam joined me in my room. It was, like, a little date. We, like, were on my bed. We turned the light on. We were in our bed. Lucy was like, what the fuck's going on? It was, we had the lights on. It was 2 a.m., and she was like, Mom, like, why are we awake right now? I was wondering the same. But we were on our laptops, and we were getting, we had to get all the links together because everything went live at that time. Of course, every person is shopping the sale. Not only is every person shopping at that time, but all the bloggers are trying to link everything up, too. It was not working. So you can imagine the frustration. We were like, I think we were sending links from our phone to our, like, computer, to our email, and copying those. And luckily, like, we were, like, doing it together. We could, like, double team.
We're
and
teaming up.
We're tackling
we
up.
We fight nonstop, but we make a really
we
good
We fought
team.
The entire, like, 4 hours we were awake during that time. But we were a team, and it was, like, teamwork. We got it done. We got the post up, and all was good. And I was also doing a takeover for another account, my food account, that day. So it was just, we went, so we finished at, like, 5:30 a.m., but, of course, I was like, I need to post something. So I got that together, and I slept until 7, a whole hour and a half, but I was, like, anxious about, like, the sale. So I, like, got up, and then you feel behind. You're like, everyone else is posting. I got to, like,
yeah, it's the keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah, you're like, okay, but everyone else is posting, and I try not to look, but, like, it's hard not to. Everyone's posting it. So then at 7 or 8 or 7, I think I posted, and then I slept for, like, basically an hour, and then I jumped right back into it. We started working, taking more pictures throughout the whole day. And basically, it continued. That kind of work continued all day long until we did take, like, an hour or two break and go to lunch. I had to get out of the house because I'm like, I feel psycho. But we came back and worked. And then I think we were taking more pictures, and it got really – that was the day that it rained. If you live in Dallas, it rained, like, so hard Thursday afternoon. And I was like, okay, this is a sign that we need to put it away. Of course, I probably worked for my laptop, but we stopped taking pictures. Needless to say, it's there's so much that goes into it. I'm not trying to bitch about it, but there's so much that goes into it, and I'm just relieved that some of that is kind of over and done with. I love posting about it, but that's why I'm going to post a lot, because I put a lot of work into it. And I like what I bought. But anyways, so some of our tips that we kind of went into already would be, I would definitely check people's, number one, I would shop online no matter what. I would not go to the store at all unless you absolutely have to or someone really wants to go.
The sizes are probably gone.
The sizes are gone, for one. It's a mess in there. It's a zoo. The parking lot's a zoo. You have to be all ready, which, no thanks. If you shop online, you can, like, do it any time of the day. You could be in your pajamas. You could be in your bed. You can, and then the online, they have way more stock. So, like, you're not having to, like, look for just one size. You have to dig through it. You don't have to deal with, like, finding a dressing room. I know you can't try it on that instant, but the nice thing about bloggers is you can see what it looks like on. And
well, you can do in-store pickup if they have it there.
Yeah, but they don't always have in-store pickup. But if you're doing it online, you can order it. They have free shipping and free returns, so it's a no-brainer. Order more than one size.
I always say
more than one size, and you can return it later for free. And then I would definitely look at our blog post of everything we tried on. That's why we did the try-ons. It's not, like, the prettiest scenery. It doesn't look the best, but I got so much feedback from you guys, so much positive feedback, which even more than our other years, and it's because people said it was so easy to shop. But you had all the links. You had everything tried on, and I can see why it's easy. I was like, I don't know if it's going to work well or if you're going to like it, but everyone that messaged me, you guys all loved it, and so that means a lot to me, and because, like, we put so much work into it. But I want to make it as easy as possible for you guys. So I would look at how this – we gave sizing references. You guys know what our height is. You know how tall we are. You know what our size is. So you know what size to buy, and you know how it's going to fit because we tried it on. But if you don't, there's reviews, or I'm sure every other blogger has posted about it, so you can probably find it. But – we'll be posting more throughout the next 2 weeks.
So if you don't like it, I'm sorry.
If you're kind of tired of it, you can just, like, not look at my stuff those 2 weeks. But, other tips. Yeah, obviously online. I would look at the fit. Look at the reviews. I would buy stable pieces. Like I said earlier in this episode, You don't need to go buy every t-shirt that you see, every top, every pair of jeans. My things that I would recommend buying are coats, like winter coats, like one coat that you think you'll use, whether it be like a puffer jacket, or they have some really good Patagonia or like the down jackets, or if you're more leather. Or if you're more into like a leather jacket or a pea coat or wrap coat, like a wool coat, they have all of those right now. I don't know if they're available anymore, I couldn't tell you, but it's a good time to buy a jacket. They have really good denim. There's not like a ton of denim on sale, but there's some good brands like Rag & Bone, AG. And then, like, in the BP section, they have their own line that's really good, too, and a lot more affordable. There's another brand called KUT. I don't know what it stands for. But my mom and her friend tried on a bunch of those jeans. And it's not just for that age group. They fit really well, and they loved everything they tried on from that brand for denim and pants and stuff. And then I would say, like, basic tees, because you can layer them with everything. Like, there's a long sleeve one. That
some of the colors are already sold out,
but they might restock. A lot of people were asking me, will they restock? I'm like, they might restock some stuff when the sale goes live to the public. But with that being said, I would literally be on your computer at 2 a.m. or I mean, when the sale goes live, whatever time zone you're in, I would not wait until Thursday night.
Yeah, because here's the thing, when this public sale goes, everyone's already seen the preview of it, so they're on it. You and everyone else is on it for the items that have been sold out. They're gonna, the minute they can go shop them and restock them, they're gonna go get them.
Yeah, so I'd be on top. If there's something you want, I'd be on top of it. Like, there's a short sleeve one that I really like. There's a long sleeve. They're both BP, and I've linked them, like, a zillion times. So just go look at my feed. And then we got a suede jacket last year that I still wear all the time. And I think they had one this year, but they only had, like, in one color. So that probably sold out really fast. There was a really good faux leather jacket, and I hope they restock it because it was amazing, or it is amazing. It's a blank NYC jacket. I love their jackets. Love their jackets. And I was like, when I picked it out, I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna like it because it looked kind of like not super expensive initially. But we got it in the black, and we got a size small. I'm normally an extra small, but I sized up, and it has a detachable hood, which is amazing because I have a ton of leather jackets, faux and real. But they don't have a hood, and, like, that's the only thing that deters me from wearing it when it's rainy or it's cold, because I'm like, well, I don't have a hood, and now what am I going to do? I have to wear another jacket underneath? No. This one, you can take it from day to night, and you can detach the hood. There's a cotton hood, and it has the gold hardware on it. It's super cute, and it's not real leather if you're against, like, the leather stuff. So, and it's under 100, so it's, like, I think it's 60, or I want to say it's $60. It might be more than that, but 65 maybe. But it sold out so fast. Then there was a pair of mules that everybody wanted. When we picked them out, I was like, they're cute, but I don't know how much I'm going to wear them. Apparently, everybody else loved them, too, because they sold out their BP also. They may restock them, so be on the lookout. We got the gray suede ones, and they're so cute on. And everybody, I posted them the first day of the sales, the first post I posted. Everybody wanted them, and they sold out. They're only available, like, in red, I think, now. And we have all the sizing on our blog post from the dressing room, the one that says Nordstrom anniversary, what we bought. It has all the links, all the sizes, so be sure to check that one out. It'll still work for Thursday's sale. And I'm trying to think what else. It's a good time to buy a lot of makeup and beauty stuff. We haven't done a post on that yet, but they have a lot of little sets and stuff that are like a really good deal. Also, booties are, we got like 4 pairs of booties. They're a great time to get booties because they are all like almost all under 100, which is a really good deal. And we've posted like 4 or 5 pairs that we really like. I mean, there's so many. We didn't even get all of them, but there's 4 or 5 really good ones. And we're going to do a blog post just on shoes eventually, but those are a great time to buy because you can even wear them now. You can wear them as shorts if you're someone that wants instant gratification. You can wear them as shorts and dresses right now. So I would definitely buy those. They also have over-the-knee boots. Those are a good time to buy. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, oh, cardigans. We bought a ton of cardigans. Mm-hmm. And there's one that I'm thinking of that comes in like a bunch of colors. We got it like in 3 or 4 colors. And we got, I would say, get an extra, extra small or extra small if you're our size. You could go either way. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think what else. There was a lace camisole that sold out instantly.
Get a plaid, that plaid.
Oh, the plaid, the BP plaid shirt. It comes in like 5 or 6 colors.
It's going to sell out.
Yeah, it's not sold out yet, but we got the red and the black and white. both, I mean, all of them are cute, but those are the most versatile. You can wear them so many ways. And we'll post different ways you can wear them on our Instagram, so be on the lookout for that. I think that's, like, basically what we bought. I mean, we bought...
Now that we've given you a whole synopsis.
Yeah, you know exactly what to buy now.
You can write your own book.
Yeah, so speaking of Dallas and shopping and all that, and we love to eat, obviously, duh. We have gotten so many, I mean, I don't think I'm like a travel agent or like a Yelp or like a food blogger by any means, but we love to eat. These girls love to eat. And we've been living here 5 years already, and so we've definitely built up a list of places that we like. And every time I'll get a DM at least like once a week about saying, I'm coming to Dallas, where should I eat?
Which, by the way, I like to put, some people might find it annoying, I always try to screenshot, not every message I get, but if it's helpful to other people, I'll always put it in my story because I want you guys to know that I will answer DMs. And so if you have a dumb question or coming to Dallas, I know some bloggers will either never open it or they'll open it and never respond, but Alex and I are very good about responding. I want to help people, so yeah, feel free to ask away, even if it's like, where should I stay? I mean, I'm not a travel agent. You might get better advice from someone else, but I'm happy to help.
Yeah. So we have a bunch of favorite places. And if you guys listened to the last episode, we kind of talked about what our dietary stuff is right now. So we're trying to eat pretty healthy right now, like we always do, but even more so right now, just we're pretty strict on what we're eating and putting in our bodies. But for starters, I mean, you guys know a million times we love rotisserie chicken. One of my favorite places is Mud Hens. I mean, they should sponsor me. I'm just kidding.
They should,
though. They should, though, because everyone knows us there. It's embarrassing. They're a farm-to-table, and some of the other ones I mentioned will be farm-to-table also. I'm all about a farm-to-table, and they have it's in the farmer's market, which is a super cute area to go to if you haven't been. But they have – it's a really big restaurant, and they have really good roasted chicken. I get the Suki's. JR, sorry.
Suki.
I think he's being called.
What?
Oh, no. They have something on the menu. It's called Suki something.
Where'd you get that from?
They may have something else
to call
that.
And you said it with such confidence.
Okay, sorry. I messed up. It's JR's rotisserie chicken.
Okay, how does that even sound?
I don't know. No, it's not the same. I've seen it on their menu. Okay. Whatever. I'm going to show you next time we're there. Okay. JR's rotisserie chicken, and then they have a whole board of vegetables that you can pick, like, which ones they have available.
And those are, like, in season.
Yeah, those are – so I usually get broccolini, which I don't know if I should be eating right now, but that's what I usually get with green beans, or they have cauliflower. They have – I mean, they have so many vegetables.
They have tons of things. Like, yeah. Black beans. I don't even know. So many
Yeah,
things.
And if you're vegan, they have a lot of options there too. If you're vegetarian, it's all a lot of it's organic, farm to table. It's a really cute spot. Then there's Origin, which you went to recently.
Yeah, I went there. I'd gone there like a few years ago, and I went there with my boyfriend on Sunday. And they have really good brunch. We went like at a weird time. We went like at 2 or 3, so it wasn't even brunch anymore. But he got like some kind of seasonal bowl, I think. They change it out, and it comes with eggs, like however way you want the eggs. And like I think his had like sweet potato.
You're making me so hungry.
I know. Sweet potato, like currants. Like they change it out, obviously, seasonally. Then they had another bowl that was you kind of can build your own bowl. It was supposed to be half sweet potato, half Brussels sprouts, but I don't think I'm supposed to be having sweet potatoes or not that amount. So I just did all Brussels sprouts. But the thing is, they're very
damn. You went the whole Brussels sprout route.
That's probably why I didn't feel good the next day. But anyway, they're really good about customizing things, and I always do that. I'm always a girl that changes half the menu. But I did. You probably saw my story. I did Brussels sprouts. It would be really good with the sweet potato. They can do half and half. And then I did. I added avocado. And then I love that they have pasture-raised chicken, which is super important. They also have salmon, scallops, eggs. You can do eggs anyway, like I said. And they have grass-fed beef. They have, like, a bunch of things that you can do. And so I did that. I did that with the chicken. And I think I did, like, onions or mushrooms or something. I added that. But they have – oh, no, my boyfriend got chicken sausage, and then he did the eggs also. He said it was really good. Mine was really good. And then, of course, I got, like, a salad on the side. But they have burgers. They have buffalo – like, bison
burgers.
They have
almond flour pancakes.
They have really good options for, you know, brunch, dinner, lunch. in a good area.
And then across the street, there's a restaurant we've been going to forever called Cozy. And they have a lot of organic options. Same kind of like the farm to table idea. Their breakfast is amazing. They have a lot of gluten-free stuff too. If you're gluten-free, we're not, but we don't really eat gluten in general, but right now. But they have gluten-free, we go there all the time. And they're actually moving locations to, if you're in Dallas, they're moving to Lakewood to like a bigger space. But if you guys are in Dallas, you probably have heard of it. It's a really good spot. And they have wild salmon, or they have a certain type of salmon that's more sustainable, which is important to me now. Mm-hmm. I know you didn't used to care about all this stuff, and now I'm like, I want to know. And they just have really good food, and it's super quick. It's just easy, and it's just good food. Then, obviously, if you guys live in Phoenix or Denver in these areas, you guys have heard of True Food Kitchen and Flower Child. Those are both really good, healthy options. And they're like kind of like a fat, well, Flower Child's quicker. Then there's another restaurant called Paul Martin's, and that one's also apparently farm to table, right? Mm-hmm. And that one's good. There's Mr. Macero, which I love Mr. Macero. I haven't been there in a while, but they have a really cute patio. This is also next to Cozy.
They're all the same area.
Cozy and...
I swear we expand.
But yeah, but it's close to our house, and I just love that area. Mr. Macero is Mexican, but it's really good. They have roasted chicken there. They also have, like, fish, and they have really good salads. They also have, like, enchiladas and stuff, but it's not, like, shitty Mexican food. It's good. Then there's a place called Sebi's Grill, which you went to recently, right?
Yeah, I got... they have a lot of options. They have, like, steak, chicken, whatever. I did like, a vegetable plate that's good if you're a vegan. They have, like, a whole plate of vegetables. And I added salmon to it. It was really good. It was just like a plate of vegetables.
Yeah, it looked really good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Then, of course, if you're, like, into steak or you want to go, like, a nicer place, Nick and Sam's is – it's not a chain. It's a steakhouse. It's really good. They have – I'm going to talk about the chicken again. I know it's a steakhouse, but they have a whole chicken, and it's so good. And then they have, I mean, they also obviously have steak. They have salmon and seafood. It's just, like, a really cool place. And their desserts are, they have this red velvet cake that is, like, killer. It is huge.
So good.
And they give you cotton candy. Like, one time I was with someone there, and they gave us this huge slice of red velvet cake and, like, cotton candy. It was crazy. Also, their steakhouse is Del Frisco's. That one's, like, kind of more of a chain, but it's also really good. They have good salmon. And they have a salad that comes out with this, like, crispy bacon on it. It's and the dressing is like amazing. Meso Maya is another Mexican place, but they have really good salmon with like vegetables and like coconut rice. And if you're in Dallas, Clyde Warren Park is a really fun park area to go to. It's like has a bunch of restaurants and food trucks, and there's a restaurant called Savor that's like all glass and it's in the middle of the park, and they have really good appetizers and food, and it's just very unique. And then we love Mediterranean food. If you guys have followed us for a while, you probably know that we love Mediterranean food. It's just healthy. It's made with olive oil, a lot of vegetables, which we're all about. And there's a few places that we like. There's a really casual place called Demasi's, and it's like a buffet, but it's like a nicer buffet. And they have so many salads and vegetables and like chicken and like kebabs. It's amazing. I could eat there every day, and I always eat so much food. I just can't control myself. And I swear I'm like addicted to eating, and it's a hobby. And if you're like looking for more of a restaurant, there's a place called Zaytinya, and it's at the Star where the Cowboys practice field is in Frisco, and it's amazing, you guys. It's so good. They only have one here in DC, and the food is incredible. And it's just we took our parents there for our birthday. Well, we didn't take them. Well, we kind of did, but they loved it. My dad couldn't stop talking about it. And then there's another place. What's the one that's in Deep Ellum?
Oh, shoot. I forgot what the name was. I'm like drawing a blank.
I don't know. If you look at Mediterranean and Yelp, yeah. There's places all over, but you really can't go wrong with Mediterranean. And if you don't know if the place is good, like read the reviews or DM us. Not that I'm an expert, but I'd probably eat there. yeah, so those are like the places that we like came up with quickly. I mean, there's so many options. If you're here, honestly, just go on Yelp and look at the reviews. You can't go wrong. There's so many good spots here. We have a hard time. I look on OpenTable a lot too. So those are two good things to look at. And kind of going with the summer theme, we're going to share our favorite summer playlists slash songs that you've been listening to. I really like when I'm working out to listen to like Illenium, or if I'm driving. Illenium is so good. They just have really good beats. And I also have been playing, it's been like a month or over a month, and this is on Maroon 5 and their new song, Girls Like You. I kid you not, I could listen to it on repeat. I could listen on repeat like 10 times in a row and I wouldn't get tired of it. It's just so good. I love it.
I love the music video.
I listened to it last night and I was like, I stayed in the car so I could finish the song.
Oh my God.
But if you guys follow me on Instagram, you know that I love Lifehouse. I used to have an obsession with them in high school. No, it was college. We went around the United States like going to different concerts because I was obsessed with their music. It's just so good. And I like really want to see them live now, but I posted something in my story about one of their songs and everyone was DMing me saying they love them too. And I'm like, okay, we need a fan club because I thought I was the only person that liked them. I'm not like,
You can have all your groupies.
Yeah, I think they're kind of Christian or whatever. I'm not, but I just love their music. So, and yours, what are yours, Sam?
I know he's been around for a while, but I've been listening to Martin Garrix, I pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
He has, like, a lot of hits, but, like, the Ocean song is, like, really popular right now. I listen to it, like, a million times.
Yeah.
It's, like, another
one
of
those. I'm getting kind of tired of it.
I am getting because they're playing it too much. But when it first came out on Spotify, I really did like it. And he has, like, other songs, like Pizza. He's collaborated with a lot of different people. And it's just really good, like, yeah, it's been really good to work out to. But there's, like, if you go on Spotify and you search his name or on YouTube, he has a lot of songs. You're like, oh, I didn't realize that he, like, collaborated on that song with someone that you liked. So I really like that. Like, I listened to him today when I was working out. I'm trying to think what else I've been listening to. Yeah, Maroon 5, that song.
Yeah,
it's, like, it's so cliche, good. But...
it's so good.
I'm trying to think what else. Honestly, sometimes I just look through the... I'm, like, so bad at making my own music. I'm, like, free-writing on everyone else. I just go to Spotify and I go to, like... workout playlist or just like the top hits before they get really annoying on Sirius XM.
Yeah. But those are our favorite songs. If you guys have any favorites, we would love to hear them because I want something new to listen to. And I think, we have one more announcement we want to make. If you guys are in Dallas, we're having a closet sale. People always ask, we do have a Poshmark account and it's Samantha Bellbell on Poshmark and I do that all myself, so it's just a little overwhelming sometimes. If I take forever to ship your stuff out, I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm really quick, sometimes I'm not, but just because I do it all myself, I don't have someone helping me or anything. I don't have, like, a big team helping me out. So I list everything, and I ship it all out, so it's just, like, a lot of work in addition to, like, what I'm doing every day. So bear with me on that if I don't message you back or don't ship it out right away, but... I do get it out eventually, so I list a lot of stuff on there. But if you're local in Dallas, we're having a big closet sale at Cryo One, which is the best cryotherapy place if you're trying to look for a place. They just opened a new place on Cedar Springs.
Yes.
Cedar Springs. And they're amazing. They're so sweet. The owners are so sweet and helpful and caring. And I would not go anywhere else if you're thinking of doing cryo. It's so good. There's so many benefits to it. But they're having a closet sale for us on, is it Thursday?
No, it's Friday.
Sorry.
Friday, July 20th. And it's going to be, hold on, let me pull up the flyers.
We're going to pull up the flyers so we don't mess it up.
Wrong.
I've put it in my stories, but.
Yeah, I just put it today, actually, again.
In case you guys are listening.
So it's going to be Friday, July 20th from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Ooh, you can get there early.
Yeah. So.
And we gave them so much stuff, you guys. We're not going to be there, unfortunately, but. We gave them a ton of stuff that's, like, in perfect condition. So do not miss it. Pop in. Get some cryo. Shop our stuff. Let us know if you guys go. We'd love to hear. And, again, that is Friday, July 20th.
Yes.
July 20th.
At the Cedar Springs location, Cryo One.
Cryo One.
And we love the team there. They're so sweet.
Yeah, I just said that.
Okay. Team, like as usual, as being twins, but yeah, so go check them out, like Lex said.
And that is all we have for today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening. You can, as always, you can find us on iTunes and you can find like where you're listening, probably currently listening, or on our blog. I try to publish the post so you guys can listen on there as well. And we just are supposed to be getting on Spotify in the next few days, so be on the lookout for an announcement for that because it'll be so much easier for you guys to listen. We appreciate any feedback, any reviews that you can leave us on iTunes or just sending us a DM or telling us you're listening. We love hearing them. And I know we had a few requests to talk about The Bachelor, but we ran out of time today. So maybe
too
next...
Too busy blabbing.
Too busy talking about ourselves. But next week, we promise we'll talk about it because we had a few requests to start talking about it again. And we do watch every week. So we'll be back next week. And we hope you guys have a great week. Happy shopping. And we'll see you guys soon.